Brussels. European Union member states began the phased rollout of a new digital entry, exit system, EES, at the bloc's external borders. The automated system will replace manual passport stamping with electronic records, registering travelers' data through passport scans, fingerprint collection, and facial photographs. The initiative aims to strengthen border security, curb identity fraud, and better monitor overstayers amid growing political pressure in parts of Europe for stricter migration control. The entry-exit system is the digital backbone of our new Common European Migration and Asylum Framework, said Magnus Brunner, the EU Commissioner for Internal Affairs and Migration. The rollout will take place over 6 months, giving member states, border authorities, and travelers time to adapt to the new procedures. Once fully operational, expected by April 10, 2026, the EES will automatically record entry and exit data for all non-EU citizens entering the Schengen zone. The system applies to all Schengen members except Ireland and Cyprus but includes non-EU countries such as Iceland, Norway, Switzerland, and Liechtenstein. Travelers will need to register their personal details during their first entry, while subsequent visits will require only facial biometric verification. Every third country national who arrives at an external border will undergo identity verification, security screening, and registration in the EU databases, Brunner said, adding that the transition period is designed to ensure smooth adjustment for governments, transport operators, and travelers alike. The rollout will also affect British nationals following the UK's exit from the EU. Checks will take place at the border before travelers leave the UK through the Port of Dover, the Eurotunnel terminal in Folkestone, and the Eurostar terminal at London's St Pancras International. At Dover and Folkestone, EES checks will initially apply to freight and coach traffic starting Sunday. Passenger vehicle checks will be added in November, while the Eurotunnel terminal is expected to fully implement the system by year's end. Eurostar will begin introducing the process gradually, starting with select business travelers. We recognize that EES checks will be a significant change for British travelers, which is why we have worked closely with our European partners to ensure the rollout goes as smoothly as possible, said UK Minister for Border Security and Asylum Alex Norris.